young people. You can come sit down, come on. How are you guys doing? You know what that is? 77. You know why that number? You know why I got that number? It's one of my favorite numbers. Do you know why? Know why? Don't know why? Okay. I'll tell you in a little while. That's called a tease. See? I'm teasing you. So, have you ever been angry at someone? You've been angry at someone? Oh, okay. Have you ever had someone be angry with you? Yeah, you had someone be angry with you? Okay. Have you ever had someone say something to you that hurt your feelings? Yes. Oh, everybody's blushing up here. You should see this. Oh, red faces. Oh, that's very good. Have you ever said something nasty to someone else? Oh, they're all giggling up here. Okay. Wow, we're hitting pay gold today. All right, that's good. So tell me. What should you do to someone who says something nasty to you? Should you say something nasty to them? No? Oh. Okay. No, you didn't do that. Well, what should you do? How many times should you ask them if they're sorry, how many times should you forgive them? Once? One time. Just one time? Okay. One time over there. What do you guys think? Somebody says something nasty to you at school, you forgive them what? Twice? Because you're good Christian boys? Twice? Three times. So we got a three here. Okay. Any fours or fives? So we got a five. Okay. Anybody else? You already said one. No double dipping. All right. Four times, a four. Okay. All right. So, do you know what Jesus said? That's our quote for today. Peter came up to Jesus and he asked him this question. And Peter, you know how Peter was. So he thought he was gonna brown nose with Jesus. He was gonna show what a good Jewish boy he was. And he went up and he said, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when they sin against me? And he said, up to seven times. Wow, that's three more times than you guys. Two more times than you. Wow, seven times. Peter was really putting it out there, wasn't he? And you know what Jesus said? He goes, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. 77 times. Oh, yes. That's hard. I know. That is really hard. Let me see that happy face 77 times. Yeah, 77 times. That's what Jesus said. You know what that means? He's saying, essentially, you forgive him all the time. Now, that's a hard thing to do. That's a really hard thing to do. I mean, what did they do to Jesus? They scourged him. And they whipped him. They didn't just whip him with a belt. They whipped him with a thing that had a little hook on the end of it. So when it whipped him and he pulled it, it pulled a chunk of flesh with it. Yeah, that's not a very nice image, is it? No. And then they nailed him. And they nailed him, when they nailed him right here through the wrist. And when they did, it went right through the nerve. You know when you scrape your finger and the skin is tender right there and you touch it, how it hurts because the nerve endings are exposed? Imagine if you had a nail right through your nerve and then you had to pull yourself up by pressing against that nerve to pull yourself up to breathe. Because every time you relaxed, your muscles froze like a big Charlie horse across your chest and you couldn't breathe out. Pretty bad, huh? Yeah, that's a little harder, that's a little tougher to understand than what we normally think about. But what did Jesus say to them? Did he say, I'm God and I'm going to strike you all dead? No. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Look, I'm not telling you this is easy. In fact, I'm telling you just the opposite. It's brutal. It's hard. And it's just as hard for adults as it is for you. We have angers. We get mad at our brothers. We get mad at our sisters. We get mad at our bosses. We're driving down the road and somebody cuts us off. We get mad all the time. I'm trying to get to church and I have somebody doing 50 and I want to do 65. We get mad all the time. But Jesus said 77 times, you forgive all the time. Jesus was the best example. So you're going to fail. You're going to get angry. You're going to lose your temper. You're going to lose your temper with your brothers or your friends. But here's what you got to do. When you realize you made a mistake, you got to clean it up. You got to go back and say, I lost my temper. I'm sorry. And then just say a simple prayer. Lord, help me. Give me the grace I need to do your will. Can you remember that? Can you remember that? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we know we're imperfect and we know you know we're imperfect. Please give us the grace. Empower us to forgive more than once or three times or four times or five times. Help us to forgive every time. Give us the strength. And more than that, Lord, give us the courage to admit we made a mistake. We ask that you bless and empower us. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Thanks for coming up, guys. Good job. Thank you. Can't get much cuter than that.